Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, SM2N. It's still the 26th of March, 2012. This is my audio blog. I wanted to do a boo about unfollowing and being unfollowed. This is applicable to all sorts of social media things, including Audioboo, Twitter, Google Plus, Facebook is what I'm thinking of. All sorts of things really, but I'm thinking mostly of those particular arenas. So, and this was kind of inspired by a boo that Nick Holloway Vox did a little while back, where he was talking about his experience and attitude towards finding out he'd been unfollowed by somebody. And I thought it was a really, really candid, honest and useful boo, and I wanted to just kind of expand on it a bit. So I propose that there are basically I'm putting forward some ideas for discussion. So these are just some ideas, and I'm not saying that this is the way. This is just a draft set of opinions that I'm just putting out there for discussion. So there we go. So yeah, I suggest that there are four broad ways that you can unfollow somebody, and there are four broad ways that you can react to being unfollowed. So the first way to unfollow is name and shame. Second one is shame with no name. Third one is private candor, and the fourth one is silently. So just to explore a little bit more, the first one, name and shame. So, you know, being quite public about who you've unfollowed and why. That can be, I guess, can be the most satisfying, most cathartic way of doing it for the person who's doing the unfollowing. But I guess it is a bit sadistic to the person who's being unfollowed. So there's a variation on that, I think, number two, the shame with no name. So speaking candidly about the reasons why you're unfollowing somebody, but not actually naming them publicly. So yeah, that's a slightly less aggressive way of doing it, but quite similar. And it can also be quite a productive thing, I think, depending on the circumstances. The third one, private candor. So being honest about the reason for the unfollowing, but rather than doing it publicly, reach out to the person you're unfollowing and tell them why you've unfollowed them. Try and help them understand what they've done or not done that has made you want to do this. And the fourth way is silently, so just don't unfollow them and don't tell anyone, don't make any song and dance about it at all, just be silent. So those are the ways to unfollow. I will come back and explore them again. And there are the four ways to react. The first one, name and blame, which is where you say, I've noticed that person XYZ has unfollowed me, and these are all the reasons why I think they're wrong to unfollow me, or why I think they've unfollowed me, and why it's wrong for them to do that and all this stuff. Second one is another variation on that without the name. So saying, oh, some person who shall remain nameless has unfollowed me, and this is why I think they've done the wrong thing. And, you know, basically putting all, rejecting, being defensive, trying to protect yourself as to, from any hurt for the fact that you've been unfollowed. Maybe pitying them for not getting you or whatever. So again, it's quite aggressive, but without actually naming somebody. And again, just like with the no name unfollowing strategies, and number two in the unfollowing section, although you may withhold the name, it can be fairly easy for people to work out who it was. For instance, by looking at who you're following now, or who's following you, depending on which section we're looking at, also maybe some of the things that you've said, people might recognise that. Third way to react to being unfollowed is a private outreach, maybe apologise to the person who's unfollowed you, or reach out to them privately, you know, a direct message or something, to ask why they've unfollowed you or whatever. And then the fourth way is just to respect the fact that they've unfollowed you and kind of ignore it. Just assume that they've got a good reason and just, you know, ignore it, or wish them goodwill. Goodwill, whatever. So, having gone through the definitions of those, the fourth one in both sections, they're for unfollowing and the reacting. That fourth way is very easy when you've not made a strong connection with that person. So, you know, if you follow the London Times Twitter account or something, and then you decide, actually, I don't want to listen to this anymore, or I don't want to read this anymore, and you unfollow it, you know, there's no personal connection being made there, and it's just no skin off anybody's nose, and it's all fine. So you can very easily just do number four in each of these. You might even want to show off and do name and shame, and say, oh, that's what a load of rubbish this newspaper was, and I'm unfollowing it. But they're not really going to care, are they? So, but certainly four is an easy thing to do then. It's not so easy, though, when you've made a strong connection with somebody, and particularly in when it's real people involved, and particularly things like on Audioboo, where people really can make a close connection with people, with other people. It is difficult to just do number four, I think. It's difficult to silently unfollow somebody. And it's difficult to take the fact that somebody's unfollowed you. So, in those situations, I think it's human nature, really, to seek a consensus, or maybe to clarify your point of view or whatever. It's just kind of human nature. And in just taking a completely separate example, you know, in my job, I do that a lot. There'll be a lot of situations in work where there's a difference of opinion about what the right thing to do is, or what the right thing to have done was, or whatever, the right way to work in the future. And whenever there's those kinds of disagreements, I'm usually quite good at going out and seeking that consensus. You know, maybe you need to just check each other's perspective, see if there's been some Chinese whispers, or somebody's misspoken, or if people have just got the wires crossed, kind of thing. So I'm used to doing that, and it's often the best outcome, really, to understand everyone's perspective, and then you might, I'm quite happy to say, you know, sometimes I find out that I was wrong, and I just didn't understand the full picture. I didn't have the full data to my hand. So sometimes it's me that finds it out, sometimes the other person finds it out. And that's all fine. That's just the way things work, and that's that kind of negotiation. So I'm used to doing that, and that is you know, that is what you do if you, for instance, if you do the private outreach, private candor sort of thing, where you will respectfully try to communicate to the other person, not embarrass them in front of anyone else, but, you know, try and resolve the disagreement or whatever. And that can work in either direction. So, you know, even if someone silently unfollows you, but you notice, you might then go for a private outreach to find out why they unfollowed you, and maybe you'll then sort of resolve the differences, and they might, that person might follow you again. You know, it can be really the most productive outcome. Or even if that person doesn't follow you again, at least you found out why they unfollowed you, and you can learn from that and take on board. That's how that person felt when you said what you said or whatever. And you can take that on board and choose to do something with that knowledge or not. So, yeah, it can be quite good. But the problem then comes when you know that a consensus can't be reached. Sometimes you come across someone who, you know, you just know you're never going to see eye to eye. Or you just don't think that it's worth trying to change their nature, because that's the way they are. They're happy being that way, and you know, just live and let live, move on, and yeah. And that's where, you know, live and let live, move on. That's where you move into number four, silently unfollowing somebody, respecting that they've unfollowed you, and ignoring the fact, and just moving on. But people don't always behave that way. They don't always act in that unselfish way. Sometimes the fact that there's no consensus being reached, have a negative reaction to that, and then it starts getting into the public arena again, the blame with no name, or the shame no name situation, where you don't feel capable of getting that consensus with that person and negotiating with that person. You'd rather just blurt it out, and it's very tempting to do that, and it can be cathartic to just get it off your chest and all that stuff. And it is tempting to just basically to lash out. But what I suggest in that situation is to just be really look at yourself and find out how to be what is the most selfless thing to do. This is a hard thing. Unfollowing or being unfollowed, it's hard. It can be hurtful. So you have to, when you do it, I just feel, for me, I have to just try and do it with love. For love for someone that you disagree with. Love for someone who thinks you're a prick. Love for someone who judges you and thinks that you're doing something silly, stupid, idiotic. But just act with love. Despite all of that, act with love. Consideration for their feelings and their needs and their emotions. Don't, you know, and just take care not to be selfish. So that's why I think that it's in those situations where there is that conflict, where it cannot be resolved, the bravest thing to do, the most selfless thing to do is to do it silently, to respect and ignore and wish that person well, but just be selfless and don't make a fuss and let that person carry on with their life just like before they even met you. Because there are millions of people on Twitter that I've never followed and never discovered, and they don't care that I don't follow them, and I don't care that I don't follow them, and I don't care that they don't follow me. You know, there are millions of people there, and there are thousands of people in Audioboo that I don't follow. So to move from having that connection with somebody to then losing that connection again, it should be just as painless. Why should it be painful for anybody? So that's why my attitude is to unfollow someone silently and don't try to tell them they're wrong or tell them that what they believe about you or what they're saying about you is wrong. Just let it go, let it wash over you, let them move on, you move on. Just be calm and just do it with love. Toodle-boo. Right, I'm back again. It's now 2 weeks later. It's April the 7th, 2012. So I recorded the first 17 minutes of this boo about 2 weeks ago. So that's why it's got a funny date at the beginning. And now I think it's time to publish those thoughts, and to release them out into the world and let people dissect them and contradict them. Having just listened to them again, I'm not sure I completely agree with what I said 2 weeks ago, or recorded 2 weeks ago and didn't publish. But because, you know, things have happened in the interim period. But it's very interesting to listen to it just now, and I think it might be of interest to other people. So that's why I'm going to release it now, and then we'll see. We'll see what people think. So there we are. Toodle-boo. And opinions welcomed.